born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free. And all the time she'd been waiting on him, she'd been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. Waiting on Smiling Jack, he'll come rolling by. And she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden opening a day of meetings in Germany, where he was awarded with the highest honor the German government gives individuals for public service. As he accepted the Order of Merit, he touted the U.S.-Germany alliance, and he also referenced the war in Ukraine.
We must sustain our support. In my view, we must keep going until Ukraine wins a just and durable peace.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports that South Korean intelligence says North Korea has deployed 12,000 troops to support Russia in the war. Michigan, the destination today for both presidential candidates, Vice President Harris, former President Trump, have events around the state. Still no response from Hamas after Israel announced that it killed the Hamas top leader, Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. And the Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. This is ABC News. The investigation's underway into the death of singer Liam Payne. The former One Direction member was found dead after falling from a hotel balcony this week in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Toxicology reports are pending as authorities examine whether the 31-year-old committed suicide.
There was apparently a pattern of kind of erratic behavior, so much so that some employees, including a manager at the hotel, had called emergency services to try to get some help, that they were concerned that Liam Payne was acting in a way that they believed he might be a danger to himself.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault on our podcast Start Here. The Los Angeles Dodgers one win away from the World Series after trouncing the Mets 10-2 in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. And in the American League, the Cleveland Guardians were one out away from going down 3-0, but came back to force extra innings and prevailed 7-5. Game 4 of that series tonight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today. For the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans, like me.
And TV fans.
like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Charges are filed Thursday in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. The boy's mother, Katrina Bauer, is being charged with chronic neglect of a child, consequences death, child neglect, and obstructing an officer. Bauer's boyfriend, Jesse Vang, was charged with physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstructing an officer. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in Wisconsin Thursday with stops on 3 college campuses. During Harris's stop at UW-Milwaukee, protesters opposing U.S. support of Israel's war in Gaza were outside the student union. Harris also had events in La Crosse and Green Bay. And the Department of Natural Resources is asking you to avoid burning due to elevated fire danger across the state. The DNR is partnering with the National Weather Service to monitor the situation over the weekend. Current wildfire concerns are primarily due to lack of precipitation statewide and gusty winds.
Fleet Farm's having another great truckload sale, so make room for big savings. This Thursday through Sunday only, get bags of hardwood fuel pellets for just $4.99. 40-pound bags of black oil sunflower seed are on sale for $13.99. Pound bags of our own pistachios are 2 for $10. And cases of Fleet Farm water are 4 for $11. Load up on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm's 4-day truckload sale.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today with a high near 73 this afternoon. The wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to near 80. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when life's used. This is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it black, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say,
sister Betty Lou, and we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place, and if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now, but there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, "Hey buddy, how about a helping hand?" I said, "Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, But my pride says, oh yes you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
It's Friday night, baby, get ready, set, go. Gonna take you to the Crystal and a picture show. Well, the sky's the limit, there's no price too high. Baby, you're the apple of my eye. Got my paycheck in my pocket and some gas in the tank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. I wish I had a bass boat and a Z-28, but I guess that stuff will have to wait. 'Cause I'm saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this love to be your lasting thing. Right at the top, but that's where you rank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. A crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Anderson, Money in the Bank here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 40s across the region. 70s today. Warming trend for the weekend. Our ag weather forecast is this hour. Also this hour in our newsmaker segment, we'll be chatting with 92nd Assemblyman Trig Pronchinsky about the Pure Prairie poultry situation that occurred here in Wisconsin and pretty much right in the center of his district. So we're going to talk with the representative here this hour in our newsmaker segment. Had a chance to talk with the representative here earlier this week. Later on tonight, our final regular season football game of the season as Durand, Arkansas hosting Stanley Boyd. in a Clover Belt Conference matchup, and the Advent Health Panther preview tonight at about 6:45. Kickoff 7 o'clock here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about dried distiller's grains, very common byproduct here in the United States, comparing it to soybean meal and some of the risk factors with DDGs. This was published in the Journal of Dairy Science in September of 2024 by Dr. Lee from The Ohio State University, comparing those two feed sources. We do know that DDGs are a very economical source any place in the United States for a protein supplement. However, there's reports that really high levels of it can impact milk production, and their high levels was 30%. And so the question is, well, could that be due to the polyunsaturated fatty acids, the higher sulfur content, change in amino acid, and the DCAD levels in those diets as well? So they took 60 lactating cows, averaging 97 pounds of milk, and they averaged 123 days in milk. And they looked at five different factors. First, they looked at comparing a soybean meal to distiller's grains to see how that would work. Their distiller's grain had a lower oil content at about 6% oil, and the DCAD in that diet would be somewhere around 178 because of the higher sulfur content. And then it compared the distillers to the soybean meal as a direct comparison. Another question was, well, does the sulfur content in distillers' grain have sulfuric acid? Sulfuric acid is used to control the fermentation, and does that make a difference? And so what they did is they took soybean meal and adding sulfur as sodium bisulfate, raising it up to 0.37% sulfate in that diet. Another question was, what about the oil? So they took soybean meal and they added corn oil to the diet to increase the PUFAs, and so they took the oil content up to 4.7% total fat. And then the DDGs, the last one, was looking at DCAD, and they adjusted that up to a plus 330 milliequivalents per kilogram using a sodium bicarbonate and potassium carbonate. So what happened? Well, the results were, first of all, not a big surprise. We did see that with 30% distillers grains, butterfat test dropped down to 2.78, where the soybean meal was at 3.34. So certainly we know the PUFAs in the distillers grain was going to be a factor. Next, we looked at lower digestibilities of the distillers grains, lower statistically in dry matter, organic matter, NDF, and crude protein, which could explain maybe why some of the lower production responses reported in the field. The DDGs did lower blood bicarb levels, which could affect the metabolism of the cow. We also looked at corn oil added to soybean meal, and sure enough, it did drop butterfat tests. So we know the PUFAs are certainly going to be one factor you'll have to consider on the dairy farm. And then finally, we looked at the DCAD, and when they brought it on up, those in the controls without the adjusted DCAD were 90 pounds of milk. With the higher DCADs, Bill, 99 pounds of milk. So in summary, sulfur had no direct effect in the performance. We know that the DCAD does affect blood chemistry. We understand PUFAs are going to lower butterfat tests. And then let's look at economics back when the study was run in 2023. The soybean cows' income over feed cost was $9.65. When they switched to distillers' grains, income over feed cost was $10.18. And when they put the DCAD adjusted diet, $11.16. So there's some real economic differences here as well. So our take-home messages are, number one, I would limit dry matter, the amount of distiller's grain, to less than 20% of the dry matter if it's the lower oil content. Otherwise, we use 10%. We do know that PUFAs are going to be a problem. We use as a guideline 500 grams of total PUFAs in the diet. And then adding a DCAD to the diet did improve performance, but that cost was 46 cents more per cow per day. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Slightly more corn expected to be produced in the U.S. than forecasted in the previous month. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski says the September quarterly stocks report reflects in the October corn balance sheet.
Beginning stocks down 51 million bushels this month. Year over year, that's up 400 million bushels. We raised our export forecast 25 million bushels. We've seen a pretty strong pace of exports recently, especially to Mexico and several other countries. And on the other hand, Brazil has been showing relatively slow exports. So we've been capturing some of that business out of Brazil. I think that's been benefiting our U.S. export prospects.
The season-ending average price remains steady at $4.10 a bushel. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life and buy high. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it. Love and let it ride.
chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder, how does a man get to be this way? I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
52 in downtown Deranda. Once again, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets this morning on the Morning Farm Report. November milk up 21 this morning at 21.67. December up 14 to 21.63. January up 12 to 20.91. February milk steady at 20.26. Cheese markets yesterday were mixed. Barrels up 8 to 201. 40-pound blocks down 1 and 3 quarters to 192 and a half. One trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4 and a half to 268. 33 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1 to 136. 1 trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 59 and a half and 2 trades on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets are called steady. Hogs called higher today. The trade will continue to watch the cash markets. Will they develop today and will they be higher? That's going to really be the big driver. October live cattle opens the day at 186.62, December 186.17, February 186.97. October feeder cattle open at 246.72, November 245.75, January 243.12. December hogs open at 77.67, February 81.55, April at 85.12. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans higher, wheat mostly lower today. A little bit of a technical reversal here this morning after the recent losses in both the corn and bean markets and wheat markets. They're still doing a bit of a correction at the top end of the range. December corn up 2 to 408 and 3 quarters. March up 1 and 3 quarters to 423. May up 2 to 430 and 3 quarters. New crop 25 up 1 and 3 quarters to 439 and a quarter. November beans up 2 and 3 quarters to 991 and a half. January up 3 and a half to 1001 and a half. March up 3 and a half to 10. Soybean oil down 11 cents to 42.48. Chicago wheat December up 1 or down 1.5 to 588. March down 1.25 to 608.25. Minneapolis wheat December up 0.25 to 629. March steady at 650. Energy markets lower this morning. November and December crude oil down 38 cents. November at 70.29. December 69.71. November and December gas down a cent. November at 203. December 199. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed on bed liner from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
A fabric bed liner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bed liner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bed liner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
We're friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 337, December 342, January 342, new crop 25, 378. Cash beans 904, December 906, January 911, new crop 25, 941. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 336 and 3 quarters, November 346 and 3 quarters, December 356 and 3 quarters, January 368 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 359, December 372 and new crop 381. At Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 351, November 351, cash and January beans 913. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 357, new crop 25, 387. Cash beans 889, new crop 25 at 941. At Red Wing Grains, cash and November corn 367, April 401, new crop 25, 399. Cash beans 943, November 948, April 990, new crop 25, 973. Cattle at Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 354 and January 360, cash beans 919, January 920. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 192, Holstein fed cattle 159 to 179, market cows 100 to 129, bulls 128 to 163, calves 480 to 960, beef steers 167 to 375. Holstein steers 154 to 355. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 130 and down, rams 100 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 185 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 189.75, finished beef heifers 180 to 189, finished dairy steers 170 to 177, market cows 94 to 114, market bulls 135 to 155, hog markets, market hogs at 65 to 90, light sows 58 to 69.50, heavy sows 68.50 to 72, boar markets 21 to 25.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive, it's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms.
make a living out of loving you. I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning, 92nd Assemblyman Trig Pronchinsky joins us as we're going to kind of continue our coverage of the situation with poultry, pure prairie poultry, and the situation that they had abandoning the farmers here in Wisconsin. Many of his of the farms are in Trig's district as well. So had a chance to talk with Trig here on Tuesday, and Trig, after we had done when we'd done this interview, I had a chance to talk with Randy Romanski from the Department of Agriculture. And what was your office ever contacted by the Department of Ag to give you kind of a heads up, or did you just hear from your constituents?
No, the first thing I heard, and it was a little disappointing that I did not hear from the Department of Ag, but I have since reached out to kind of get a synopsis of what's going on, and you know, it was a little disheartening that they did not contact me and let me know, because I believe that my assembly district probably has the most barns in it with this company.
And so have you had a chance to talk with some of those folks affected by this and how they're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I've talked to some growers, not just with PPP, but other growers, just to kind of see how the poultry industry is and how it's going. And I feel terrible of what's happened. I think that they've got the rug pulled out from underneath them, and it's just not a good situation.
So let's talk about this from the legislative side of this. The Department of Ag said they don't have any legislative authority to take control of a flock, to feed a flock, but really to take control and euthanize a flock or any animals unless it's a disease issue. Have you talked with other members of the assembly, or maybe you have staff that is the legal schmeagle person of, was there a way that this could have been prevented so we didn't have 160,000 birds starving, that the state could have stepped in?
You know, I don't have the magic wand and solution to that question. If there was, I would have hoped someone would have moved forward with it. You know, I look at the Assembly and the Senate. Our job as legislators are to make laws, take away laws, debate laws. And, you know, this was something that needed to happen relatively quickly when the issue occurred. You know, I know that the Department of Ag is talking that they don't have a statutory authority to take control of these flocks, but you know, my concern is the health of the poultry industry and wild animals across the state and across the country as well because of this. I wish that they would have acted quickly and come with a solution or at least a plan to move forward.
When I talked with Secretary Romanski, he, you know, I said, you didn't even think about having the governor get a hold of the state assembly speaker, the state senate president, attorney general, everybody get together, call a special session, if anything, to try to stabilize the situation. You know, everybody comes together. Okay, we're going to put X amount of dollars here. You guys find the feed, keep them fed. We'll stabilize it and go from there. And
basically was like, well, you know, I guess we could have done that, but then what happens for the next one and the next one and the next one if there's something in December and something in January, you know, and, which is kind of a point. Then what do we do then? I mean, do we just wash, rinse, repeat, or what? I mean, was there just really no good way out of this?
You know, I don't have the answer for that, but I do know this. We do learn from our mistakes, and I think that it is essential that when the next legislative session comes about, we need to get everybody to the table and talk about what happened and how this cannot happen again. You know, Iowa and Minnesota have different templates. I am certainly going to look into what goes on there. I'm going to look across the country to see if there's even something better. But to get all the stakeholders together, you know, these are affecting, you know, insurance companies, financial institutions, you know, in, outside of the growers who do all the work to raise these chickens. And it's just a slap in the face on how this all turned out. And we need to look at something better. And I am very much committed to sit at the table and get a solution for this and not just point fingers right now. We need to look forward to what could happen because it's happened once. It'll probably happen again. And hopefully not, but we need to be prepared.
So we'll have the session, I guess the lame duck session. Even in Wisconsin, we have that after the election. I mean, is that where this needs to start? Because, you know, the Secretary of Agriculture, you know, said legislation's complicated. This is going to take some time. But do we really have time before something else happens?
Yeah, and you know, it's untraditional that we do go to a lame duck session or an extraordinary session, whatever you want to call it. You know, is that something that we could do? Absolutely. Is that something that will happen? I don't know. There's a lot of issues that are going on in the state. And listen, if I catch wind that we were going to go into session, this would be something that I would like to look into. But there again, time is of the essence. We need to sit down and talk about this. And I don't know if these growers are in a position right now to want to sit and talk about a solution when they have a problem right in the palm of their hands.
And you know, so what, you know, they're really, unfortunately, you know, for Wisconsin, there is no solution. I mean, frankly, there is no solution here.
Yeah. And I think that after everything is added up, I don't think that there is a solution at this point. Going back to when DATCAP first found out about that issue, this issue that they possibly could have done something, you know, within their department to mitigate the issues that have happened, but I think, you know, sitting down and doing nothing to start with was not the correct choice.
Talking with 92nd Assemblyman Trig Ponchinski this morning, you mentioned, you know, it's not traditional to have that lame duck session, but is, and I realize there's other issues going on in Wisconsin, but I mean, again, all politics is local, but if you could press it, and this, you know, to have an extraordinary session, at least even if it's just for a week or something, to just get the ball rolling, do you think leadership would be agreeable to that if you could press that?
Well, listen, yesterday I talked to the chairman of the Agriculture Department, Representative Travis Tranel out of Cuba City, and you know, he's aware of this issue. We talked it out, and I said at minimum I'd like to have a public hearing on this issue within his committee, and he agreed that that would be something that he really would like to look into because, you know, he's in a very much ag assembly district as well, and he knows what goes on in the ag industry, and I think that's the first step, and if we could get something rolling there and get some weight behind us to push forward, I think we will.
And finally, I mean, have all of the growers that you know of at least affected by this, I mean, have they all at least tried to reach out, or have you been able to reach out to them, or do you think there might be still a few out there that may not have contacted your office yet?
Well, I think that there are a number out there that we haven't been in contact because, you know, they have a problem right in the palm of their hands, like I said, and I think that, you know, maybe they feel like they're stuck in a spot where they can't reach out. They're certainly welcome to. Any grower out there that's listening to this, please reach out to my office, and we'll get in contact with you because we'd really like to know how many people are affected in this, and the ones that I have talked to, you know, it's really sad stories. These are hardworking people that, you know, just they got bad luck and the rug pulled out underneath them, and it's not right.
And I guess actually I'm going to take one step back, at least one final question. Just you know, okay, so you guys are starting to look into this, you know, and I realize that maybe state law and federal law we have to follow the federal law. But and I'm sure that there would be a lot of blowback to this, but shouldn't there be something in place where I always see this in construction projects, especially on the public side. They have to have a bond. You have to have a bond in place. In fact, when I was trying to put a tower up here in Pepin County, I had to have a bond purchased before I could move forward. So extending that shouldn't, not just for poultry, but for any of these, any company that's doing something like this, where they're having somebody else grow their food or their feed or whatever, or raise their animals that then they take to process. That the possibility of having that, they should have some type of bond so that if something like this happens, company goes belly up, they can't do the bankruptcy, it gets denied, they have to shut everything down. And okay, now the bond at least will kick in to start feeding animals, at least to stabilize the situation for a week. I get it, you know, at $20,000 a week, it's going to be a heck of a bond, especially if it's a multi-state company. But is that something that could even be done or on a state level, or is that a bridge too far?
Well, I believe it could be. I mean, it's something that is very serious, and we definitely shall look at that as it's going forward and if other states have those protections with bonding. But yeah, I mean, I'm in the construction industry as well, and I've also worked in local government with bonding, and we need that protection because it's just when you're throwing something like this in your hands, you cannot deal with it without financial backing, and that's the bottom line. And I hope that we can get to a point where we can find a solution with possibly bonding included with it.
Well, the other part of this is okay, you know, everybody's talked about Iowa and Minnesota. Iowa's feeding 1.3 million birds. Minnesota's feeding some, culling others. But at the end of the day, unless they do a lawsuit to try and get the money back, the taxpayers are on the hook. And I think that's the other part of this, is not only is this to protect the farmers, but there's always this, it seems like with some of these bigger companies, you know, or financial institutions or whatever, it's, well, it's no big deal if it, especially in agriculture. Well, if this happens, you know, the company's told the Department of Ag, we just don't have any money. You're on, you know, you guys have to figure out how to feed them. They know that we're going to have to try and do something because we don't want to hurt our agriculture. So, and the financial institutions had a guaranteed USDA loan. So they don't care what happens to these assets, i.e. the birds, because they're getting their money anyway. So it's like the taxpayers are left on the hook for this. Is that why we should have something that, I get, you know, a government intervention, but it's to keep these folks accountable so we're not the ones, the average Joe, bailing them out, or the farmer trying to scramble here to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, and that's a really good statement. I don't believe that people should be put on the hook, taxpayers, for things that doesn't involve them. And you know, when we look at this situation and this model, it should be probably be something that's taken care of ahead of time, where the taxpayers just don't get the brunt of this. Because I mean, this could happen to larger companies. It could happen, and if it does, and we pass something that it's all on the taxpayers, that's not a good positive thing as well. But we do also need to look at the investment in agriculture in the state. If I could define the assembly district I represent in one word, it's agriculture. That's how important it is for this area, you know, not just here in Durand, but the surrounding communities in western Wisconsin. So, you know, there is some room, I believe, for taxpayer dollars to be used for agriculture, but it has to be going in the right ways. And these companies need to look at, you know, exit strategies when things aren't going so good. And the unfortunate thing is this company did get money from, USDA grants, and the question is where did it go? We don't have those answers yet, but it's sad that happened, but we just need to move forward on this. And you know, I don't want a black eye on ag because of this. Like I repeated before, these people that were put in this position are good, hardworking people, and they never wanted this to happen, and they wouldn't have let it happen, but it was out of their control.
92nd Assemblyman Trig Pronchinsky, you're listening to WRDN.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
The elevated fire weather conditions will continue in our ag weather forecast compared to yesterday. Winds will be a bit weaker. Relative humidity will be a bit higher. Clouds will also be on the increase. We have a very, very slight chance of a shower late tonight. But other than that, the dry weather will continue. Sunshine throughout the day today, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 31 to 36%, south winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Increasing clouds tonight, a slight chance of a shower. Lows 47 to 52, relative humidities at 64 to 69%, south winds at 8 to 13. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 68 to 73. Relative humidities at 37 to 42%. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, sunshine, warmer, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, high 70 to 75. For Wednesday, sunny, cooler, highs 55 to 60. For Thursday, sunshine, highs 60 to 65.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Most chickens have internal worms, and you don't need to treat them unless parasite numbers get out of control. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Any treatment for worms must be done carefully, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Pride. It runs deep for those in agriculture, but that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for